欢迎来到卡卡课堂 I'm Jessica。 无意间的看到了一个非常奇葩的帖子，里面全都是非常奇葩的设计，忍不住想要分享一下。来看第一个奇葩的设计，它的关键词呢是 sidewalk 还有 rebellious break。 rebellious 指的是造反的、反抗的、造反的砖头吗？我在想啊，如果一个强迫症有心脏病，看到这幅图他一定会气得进医院的。这幅图中的人行道呢，它的砖头都是排得非常非常整齐的，横竖交错，但是呢唯有一块砖头它是斜放在这横竖之间的，让人看得非常抓狂。 Whoever has paving the sidewalk must have taken a break to drink a six pack all by himself。 所以我们就在想啊，是不是铺砖的这个人呢趁休息的时候喝了六瓶酒，所以才把这个人行道搞成这个样子。下幅图呢也非常的刺眼，刺眼英文怎么来讲呢？It can be a real eyesore， 真的是很刺眼。eyesore 这里作为一个名词来讲，是什么刺眼呢？关键词呢就是这个排水管了。drain 是排水管的意思。为什么会刺眼呢？因为在方方正正的格子里，唯有这个排水管呢是斜的。Two， it can be a real eyesore when you find a street drain that's been designed to look this sloppy。Sloppy 有粗心的、草率的意思，就是当你看到一个被设计的如此草率的排水管的时候，那可以说是非常的刺眼了。也许我描述的还不是很具体，但是我相信呢，如果你看到这些图片，你会比我更抓狂。如果想看到完整的图文呢，请微信搜索卡卡课堂。下一张图片呢，不仅让我的心里受到了十万点伤害，我的脖子更是痛哭不已。下一张图片的主角呢是 road signs， 就是路标了，上面写着这个路的名称，告诉你该怎么走。 But the point is they're both upside down。 重点是什么呢？这两个路标都是倒过来的。 upside down 指的是倒置的，所以为了看清上面的字呢，我的脖子都快断了。 3. Good luck trying to get Google Maps to help you pinpoint an address in this part of the strange town. It's safe to say that you won't know which way to go or how to leave this town。学习一个单词 pinpoint 指的是定位的意思，那祝你好运啊，可以让谷歌地图帮你定位这个陌生的小镇。 It's safe to say 直译过来就是安全的说，其实呢它指的是可以肯定的讲。对啊，看到这两个路标你是绝对不会知道要走哪条路或者如何要离开这个小镇的。不少人呢都梦想着有一个非常漂亮的大房子，下面这幅图呢房子很漂亮，但是问题来了，有一个单词叫做Garage 或者叫做 Garage， 是车库的意思。 4. The house looks lovely and so does the garage, but it seems to be missing a major piece of the puzzle. Puzzle 是拼图的意思，那么这句话呢 But it seems to be missing a major piece of the puzzle， 就是拼图上好像缺了一个非常重要的一块。当然这里呢它特指的是这个房子不完整。怎么不完整呢？The driveway wasn't designed properly, so there's no way to drive into the garage. Duh! 这句话当中的 driveway 指的是车道的意思。房子是很好，但是车道呢修在了窗户下面，没有直接对着这个车库，实在是让人难以理解。下一幅图呢更让人难以理解。这幅图呢是一个超市的货架，货架上呢摆满了刀子。这不是我们削铅笔的那种小刀子，而是真正做菜的那种很大的很锋利的刀子，但是上面写着三个字 Back to school， 要回学校啦。 5. A back to school display stand full of sharp knives. Let's hope that this is intended for culinary school. 两个单词，一个是 display 指的是陈列摆设的意思，另外一个呢是 culinary， culinary school 指的是烹饪学校的意思。你说货架上都摆着这些非常锋利的刀，如果是给烹饪学校专设的一个专柜，那我觉得还能理解啊。 These knives will be totally cool for the cooking training in your life, but you won't necessarily want to see a third grader with one at school. 但是呢 you won't necessarily want to see a third grader， 你是绝对不想看到一个上三年级的小学生拿着一把锋利的刀去学校的，对吗？最后我们再听一下刚才说到的所有英文句子，不知道你还记不记得他们的意思呢？ 1. Whoever has paving the sidewalk must have taken a break to drink a six-pack all by himself. 2. It can be a real eyesore when you find a street drain that's been designed to look this sloppy. 3. Good luck trying to get Google Maps to help you pinpoint an address in this part of the strange town. It's safe to say that you won't know which way to go or how to leave this town. 4. The house looks lovely and so does the garage, but it seems to be missing a major piece of the puzzle. The driveway wasn't designed properly, so there's no way to drive into the garage. Duh! 5. A back-to-school display stand full of sharp knives? Let's hope that this is intended for culinary school. These knives will be totally cool for the cooking training in your life, but you won't necessarily want to see a third grader with one at school.